At 6:06, it is partly clear, 71 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed to 89 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. More changes are ahead for the board governing the giant Oklahoma Department of Human Services.
The latest change on the Oklahoma Commission of Human Services comes as the chairman says he's going to step down. Chairman Brad Yarbrough says he will be stepping down from his position as chairman, but will stay on the board. He says the duties require an excessive investment of time. He was appointed only last year by Governor Mary Fallon. Last month, Fallon accepted the resignations of Commissioners Stephen Dow of Tulsa and Ann Roberts of Oklahoma City. Lawmakers are seeking a statewide vote in November on whether to abolish the Human Services Commission. It would be replaced with four separate governor-appointed panels. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Well, as you thunder up, con artists are gearing up to rip you off. With the NBA final frenzy underway, the Oklahoma Attorney General's office urges you to be careful on how you buy your tickets.
You know, a lot of times people who are trying to get money for fraudulent tickets, they can do it in a many number of ways. They can do it in person, they can do it online, they can do it through the classifieds in the newspaper. I mean, it's really up to the consumer to protect themselves.
Diane Clay with the AG's office says do research and only deal with reputable sources. Now, some tickets are going online for as much as $12,000. The Thunder won that first game, by the way, last night, 105-94. Tulsa has lost a television icon. From Channel 8's sign-on in the 1950s through 1989, Don Woods was Tulsa's TV weatherman. Each night, drawing a cartoon character named Gusty, depicting the forecast for some lucky viewer, Woods lost his battle with cancer. He was 84. Former Tulsa City Councilor Bill Christensen, often at odds with Mayor Bartlett, makes it official. He will challenge the mayor in the Republican primary.
You know, I've served with five different sets of councilors and three different mayors, and I think I have a real ability to build relationships with other elected officials and with the citizens of Tulsa.
Christensen sees economic development, public safety, and streets as the top issues. The primary and general elections will not be held until 2013. Two earthquakes overnight in central Oklahoma. The first was a 3.3 shaker near Jones. Then about 15 minutes later, another quake hit. It was near Payton. It came in at 2.8. Some surveys show Oklahoma as one of the hungriest states in the nation. The Jewish Federation of Tulsa is teaming up with the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma to help feed those who are hungry. Ground is broken on a community garden to produce fresh fruit and vegetables. Drew Diamond is the executive director of the Jewish Federation.
The goal is to provide, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of produce annually to feed hungry people, and with a particular emphasis on feeding children.
Diamond says eventually there will be a children's garden as a teaching tool for youngsters to learn how to grow and tend their own crops. Access is made easier off Highway 412 to a portion of Tulsa's port. The new access is to the Port 33 facilities. Congressman John Sullivan says it shows what can be done if everyone works together.
Our port is so vital to our economic development in this area as well as the entire state. And this shows, too, what you can do if you work in a bipartisan way to get good things done.
The $8 million project replaces a two-lane road and a couple of unsafe bridges for truck traffic. Our weather forecast, sunny, very warm today, a high of 89, partly clear tonight, 71 for a low. Radar showing thundershowers in southwest Oklahoma. They're expected to stay south of the Tulsa area. Now at 6:10, partly cloudy, 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.